WCNO, listener-supported Christian radio for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast. My word
is a lamp. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Let us praise the Lord. Let us give God thanks for all that He has done for us. We thank God for this another opportunity to be here to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in the book of Matthew, the gospel writings of Matthew. And we know that Matthew was a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he got first-hand information to give to us. So the Lord is calling us to glean from this book and to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank God that we can be here almost at the end of Matthew. We are now going on to Matthew chapter 26, but we are going to just recap the last verse in Matthew chapter 25, and then we go on to Matthew 26. So we see in Matthew 25, the Word of God tells us we are going to continue in Matthew chapter 25. We're not going to 26 yet. We are going to continue in 25. Last time we stopped at verse 30, and we see where we were discussing the parable of the 10 virgins. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. The wise had their lamps trimmed and also excess oil. They had their vessels filled with oil. But we see, people of God, we are the foolish. 5 wise, 5 foolish. The foolish had their lamps. They trimmed it, but there was no oil. And we know the oil is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. So the bridegroom came, and people of God, they could not go in because they had no oil in their vessels. And we as God's people are called to be ready for the coming of our Master. Jesus Christ is coming back, so we are called to be ready for Him. For He is coming back for a people who are ready for His coming, ready and waiting for Him. So we see 5 of these virgins were ready and waiting for Him, and they went in with Him to the marriage supper. But 5 were foolish and did not have no oil, were out of fellowship with Jesus Christ. They did not have any part in any, they did not have, people of God, any relationship with Jesus. It was just going to church and not a relationship. So we see Jesus is calling us all to be ready. And we see from Matthew chapter 24 to 25, He's just speaking and showing us the signs of His coming and how much we should be ready for His coming. So we as God's people must take heed and be ready for the coming of the Master. So we see, people of God, in chapter 13, in verse 13 of chapter 25, verse 13 of chapter 25, the Word of God tells us to watch. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. So we have to be in a state of readiness. We have to be alert. Be sober, be vigilant, and let us be aware of the times that we are in, knowing it is high time, people of God, knowing the time, Paul said as he spoke to the Romans, we must know the time. It is high time to wake up out of our sleep, for our salvation is nearer than when we receive. So let us watch therefore, verse 13 said, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. So this is a warning to the church of God to be on the lookout for Jesus. For we do not know the day nor the time in which He will put in His appearance. We have to be in a state of readiness to go with Jesus. We have to purpose in our minds to get rid of the weights and the sin that so easily entangle us, and run with endurance this race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And people of God, we must know what weights we are carrying, the weights on the sin, the weights of fear, the weights of anxiety, the weights of worries, cares of this life. All of these are weights that we carry around, people of God. And the Word of God is telling us today, not to be going around with all these weights. These things entangle us. They entrap us, people of God. And we can't do what we are called to do in the kingdom because we are trapped. We are in bondage to these weights and to these sins. The sins of envy, of jealousy, of unforgiveness. These sins are holding us back. So we have to look into our lives, do some self-assessment, and see where we are falling short. So people of God, we are called as children of God to look unto Jesus. He is our help. He is the only one who can help us, who is the author. He originates our faith and he finishes it. So we have to look to Jesus, who is able to help us in these trying times. The people of God, we have to understand that Jesus is calling us to be in a state of readiness. And he's as he continues to teach us in Matthew chapter 25, let us look into all these parables and be ready and know and understand that these all have spiritual meanings. So people of God, Jesus wasn't just telling a story. It has spiritual meanings to help us on the spiritual journey. So let us be aware of what Jesus is saying to us and adhere to what he's saying. Let us practice what he's saying and do the will of God. So we are going to pray and begin and go into the parable of the talents. The parable of the talents. And we're going to read from verse 14 of Matthew 25. The parable of the talents. And let us pray and begin. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for allowing us to be here to hear your word. Father, we thank you today that you have left your instructions of righteousness for us so that we, O God, can read and understand through your Holy Spirit and apply your word unto wisdom. So we just thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for all the preparation that you have made for us. Almighty God, you are God and you know exactly what we need at this time. So we just thank you for reminding us through the scriptures, oh God, that you are coming back and you are coming for people who are ready to meet you. So we pray, oh God, we will be in a state of readiness. We pray for the great church of God across this world that you will empower us, Holy Spirit, that we will be so filled up with you, oh God. We will be, oh God Almighty, ready and waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wash us thoroughly. Keep us clean, I pray. Maintain our cleanliness, we pray, in the name of Jesus. We can't maintain it ourselves. So we call upon you, Holy Ghost. Take charge of us. For we can't do a thing on our own. Oh, great God, so as we come this evening in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will come and do the work for us that we can't humanly do. Father, we bless you and we thank you for being, oh God, always there for us, for being our caretaker, our good, good Father, Almighty God, who is always willing and ready to aid us. So we give you thanks, we give you praise, and we thank you for your word to us this evening. Help us not to take these parables lightly, but to understand the spiritual meanings, O God, and to apply your word unto wisdom. Father, we thank you again for all that you have done. Thank you for your Holy Spirit power who resides with us forever. And we thank you, O God, for illumination of your word to us, that we will not just be hearers of your word, but we will practice what you say. Father, we thank you for those that are listening. Oh God, open, oh God, their ears to hear and understand and apply your word unto wisdom. Oh God, we pray for those who have not yet given their lives to you, Jesus, that they will come to know you as Lord and Savior. Father, I thank you, I bless you, and I praise you forever. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Bless the Lord. So we continue in Matthew chapter 25, and we continue on to verse 14. Verse 14, which is the parable of the talents. The parable of the talents. And when we speak of talents, people of God, these are ancient units of weight or money. Ancient unit of weight or money. Those are talents. So Jesus was speaking on the parable of the talents. And so we have to understand what a talent is. A talent can also be great ability. Great ability among us. As God's people, remember these parables, people of God, are earthly sayings with heavenly meaning. So they have spiritual meanings to them. So we have to understand these parables and know what Jesus was saying. And what Jesus was saying to us today, people of God, is what is of value to us. What is of value to us? So if something is of value, you invest in it. If it's not valuable, people of God, you leave it to rot. And so we have to understand that our salvation is the most valuable thing that we possess. So let us invest in our salvation. Let us invest in the things of God. And let us do what is pleasing that will bring honor and glory to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we see the parable of the talents in verse 14 of Matthew 25. The word said, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them." So this this householder, or this man traveling to a far country, he had servants, he was a wealthy man, and he delivered his goods to them. He delivered his goods for them to steward his goods. And look at verse 15. "And to one he gave 5 talents. I remember we said a talent is an ancient unit of weight or money. So he gave 5 talents, to another he gave 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. So we see this householder, this master of this house, was able to assess his servants, and he knew which one could manage a certain amount of his goods. He knew their abilities. People of God. So we have to understand that. So he gave 1 5, and he gave 1 2, and he gave another 1 talent according to the person's ability, according to the servant's ability. And immediately he went on a journey. So he left them to be in charge and to invest in what he has given them. So this man, as I said before, he knew about his servant, and he did according to the wisdom that the Lord has given him, and he gave them according to their ability. And we see he went on his journey. And verse 16 of Matthew 25 said, "Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. So this servant was wise. So he went and he invested that talent that the master gave him to look over, and he made another 5 talents. So he got interest on his master's money. So likewise, he who had received 2 gained more, 2 more also. So we see, people of God, but he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. So we see the servant who receive 1 talent. The master knew his servants. So he knew who could handle 5, who could handle 2, who could handle 1. But the one who got 1 did not invest. He did not invest even in the single talent that he got. So it is saying to us as God's people, God has given many of us great abilities, people of God. God has given us gifts and talents. So are we investing in the kingdom? What are we doing with what God has given us? So we have to understand, people of God, Jesus Christ himself, the word of God tells us in Ephesians 4, he led captivity captive and he gave gift to men. So Jesus himself gave gift to us, the church of God. Each one of us has a gift. Many have more than one, but every one of us have even one gift. What do we do with it? The word of God tells us that Jesus gave the parable of the talents, that this servant hid the 1 talent that he got. How many of us are hiding our talents? Whatever our talents are, whatever gifting we have, are we hiding it? God is calling us to invest our gift in the kingdom of God. When we invest our gift, people of God, it brings honor and glory to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But the word said in verse 18, that servant who received 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid the Lord's money. So we see here, people of God, the talents that Jesus mentioned here, it was about money. He who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. But we see here, as Jesus spoke this parable, this was to illustrate and to teach those who were listening, people of God, what is required in the kingdom of God. So we have to understand earthly things with heavenly meaning or spiritual meaning. So we as God's people, when God has given us gifts and talents, what do we do with them? What do we do with them? I will ask the question this evening. What do you do with your gift and your talents that God has given you? But the one who had received one dug a hole and hid it. He hid his talent. He hid his Lord's money. Look at verse 19. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled account with them. So people of God, just as how the Lord, the householder, came back. And he had to now take account of what his servants did with what they were given to invest in. So we as God's people have to understand that Jesus Christ is coming back. And each and every one of us will have to give account as to what we do with the gift that he has given us. People of God, he has given all of us gift. So what have we done with the gift that he has given us? So we see here as Jesus tells this parable, he said the master of the house returned and he called the stewards together. He called the servants together to settle account with them. So he called the stewards to give account of the talents that were left with them. What are you doing with what God has given you? So look at verse 20 of Matthew 25. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more beside them. So he had 100% gain, people of God. He had 100% gain. Look on his master's response in verse 21 of Matthew 25. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. We see here the servant was commended for investing that talent, the 5 talents that were given to him. He made 100% gain on what was given to him. He earned 5 more talents, people of God. He was given 5 and earned 5 more, 100% gain. He was commended by the Lord. Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. So we see when the Lord comes back, he's looking on the work that we have done, people of God. When we are working, we must know that we are working unto the Lord. And whatever we are doing, do it to the best of your ability. Do it with excellence. So that when he comes back, he will commend you. He will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So as we see here in the scriptures, as the Lord spoke on the talents, we see here the parable of the talents is telling us that God is coming back. And just as how this servant, this Lord, commended his servant, so the Lord is coming back to commend his people and the work that they have done here on earth. He has given us our life, our gifting, all these things so that we can invest and bring honor and glory to his name so that there can be increase in our everyday life. Every aspect of our lives will bring honor and glory to his name. Just as how this Lord came back and said, well done, good and faithful servant. So the Lord will come back and commend us and will make us ruler over many things. He will say, enter into the joy of your Lord. Enter into my kingdom. Enter and rule and reign with me because you have been faithful with little and now you will have much. Look at verse 22, people of God. He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents beside them. So the second servant also had 100% gain. People of God, the second servant was given only 2 talents, but he made 2 on top of those 2. So people of God, we see 100% gain. So he was also commended. So look at verse 23. The word said, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you a ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. So we see, people of God, that this second servant was also commended by his master, his Lord. And we too, people of God, will be commended according as our gifting, people of God. We must know that it's according as we are gifted. So one got five and he invested in it and he got five more. One got two and he invested in it and he got two more. So the 100% increase from the servants, people of God, that was commendable. So we see, people of God, we are called to invest in what God has given us. We are called not to sit or hide our talents or our gift, but to use them for the glory of God. Remember, whatever we do it as unto the Lord. Whatever we do unto the Lord is of eternal value. We must know that. Take note of that, people of God. Whatever we do unto the Lord is of eternal value. It has become a treasure to us. And the word of God tells us where our treasure is, there our hearts will be also. So when we do the things of God, the work of God, whatever he has called us to, and we do it with all our heart, we are doing it unto the Lord. And we are bringing honor and glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we look, people of God, and verse 24 of Matthew 25, the word of God said, then he who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. Look at verse 25 of that same chapter, Matthew 25. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. So this servant did not have the right understanding of the master and made silly excuses for his lack of investment. People of God, we don't want to be in the state like this last servant who hid the one talent that he had. We don't want to be like that person. This servant, he did not have the right understanding of the master. So he made up all these silly excuses why he did not invest. We don't want to come to the place, people of God, where we have so many excuses like this servant, this slothful servant, as he is called. We want to be people who invest, whether it's one, two, or five, or 10 talents that we have. We want to invest in whatever God has given us. So we want to take this parable seriously. It's not just talking about money. And we see, people of God, in the literal sense, it's speaking of money. But we must see the spiritual meanings. We must understand that God is speaking about his kingdom. His kingdom has come. And we are called to invest in his kingdom. Whatever ability, whatever we can do to glorify the name of Jesus Christ, we are called to do so. So we see, people of God, this servant did not have the right understanding of his master. So he made all these silly excuses, saying that this master was a hard man, reaping where he did not sow and gathering where he had not scattered. So he was afraid. He was afraid, he said. So he hid the talent. Are you afraid while you are hiding your talent? The Lord is calling you not to be afraid, but to invest in what he has given you. He has given you his gift, and it's not to sit with, but it is to bring honor and glory to his name. It is to use in his kingdom to edify those around us, to minister to those around us. It is to help people in whatever area they need help. So God is calling us all to use our gift and talents. He has given us great abilities, people of God. He has enabled us in so many ways. And we have the Holy Spirit with us. And when we are unable, we cry to him, Lord, I can't do this. He said, yes, you can. Because you have the Holy Spirit with you who helps you in your weaknesses. So we don't have no excuse. So we see this servant came with so much excuse. And what it is saying to us today, people of God, our excuses will not do. God is calling us to invest in his kingdom, to do his will, and to walk in his way. So we see this servant, we see the response of the master to this servant. But his Lord answered in verse 26 of Matthew chapter 25. But the Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered. So he was saying things that are not right about his master. His master called him wicked. So he also was too lazy to invest. And people of God, laziness or slothfulness can be a problem in many of us lives. Where we choose not to do anything, we just sit by and look. But God is calling us to use the abilities that he has given us to bring glory and honor to his name, to use it to help others in the kingdom and to show forth his glory and his praise. So look on what the master continued to say to him. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. The master was saying, you should have invested what I've given you. I've given you one talent. You should have invested it so that when I come, I would have received interest on my money. But you didn't do anything. You hide it. And people of God, many of us are hiding our gift and our talents. And we have to understand that God didn't just gift us for us to go around to say, I'm gifted, but it's to help to build up the kingdom. So the word of God says in verse 28 of Matthew 25, the master now says, so take the talent from him. Take the talent from that lazy servant and give to him who has 10 talents. Give to the person who invests. The person who invested is going to get even more. So take from this person who was lazy and didn't do anything with what he had and give to the one who already have 10 talents. The one who had invested, he was given 5 and he invested and now he has 10, people of God. So look on the word in verse 29 of Matthew 25. For to everyone who has more will be given and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. So we have to understand, people of God, we are called to invest what the Lord has given us, whether it is material wealth, our time, or our talents. We are called to invest in it. Our gifting, we are called to invest in it. We are to use what God has given us to bring glory to his name. We are to use what God has given us to bring glory to his name. Look on verse 30 of Matthew 25. And cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Throw him out. Throw out this unprofitable servant. So when we are unprofitable in the kingdom of God, we will be thrown into outer darkness. We will have great regrets and remorse for not investing in what the Lord has given us. If we value his gift to us, we will invest. If we value his gift to us, we will invest. So let us see the work in the kingdom of eternal value to us. Let us see the work in the kingdom of God of eternal value to us. Let us choose the better part, people of God. What is of eternal value? And let us turn to God wholeheartedly. God bless you all. We'll stop here this evening. We'll continue next week from verse 30. And we will see what the Lord is saying to us as we continue in the book of Matthew. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We hallow your name. We give you glory. We give you praise, for you are worthy of all praise and glory. We thank you for your word to us. I pray, O God, that we will invest wisely in the kingdom and to do your will. Father, we thank you again for what you have done this evening and what you're about to do as we look to you by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the evening. And may God, may you continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Amen and amen. In the Lord is
reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us in 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.